Oshkosh 2015. It just it came so fast. It seems like we were standing here just yesterday for Oshkosh 2014. Well, not Aaron Brigham, because Aaron is brand new to vintage. Well, not brand new. What, 4 months?
About 7 months. So December 1st I started, so I've had a good enough time to prepare for this.
That's great.
I think.
and of course we have Ray Johnson. And Ray, tell our listeners what your job is down here in vintage.
Well, I'm the chairman of the Vintage and Review Program, which is, we're standing right here in the Rose Plaza, the Bill Rose Memorial Plaza, that we just dedicated at 10:30 this morning. We're so happy to have this brand new area all memorializing Bill Rose. And every day at 11 a.m., we highlight the interesting people behind the airplanes. And today, we have three airplanes here. We had a great program. And just wasn't Jessica inspiring? What an inspiring lady.
She is very inspiring. And flying an aircraft.
And flying old airplanes, too.
That's right.
Well, in the vintage...
What is an old airplane?
Well, that's a good question. In the Vintage Aircraft Association, we highlight three different groups. The antiques, which are right from the Wright Flyer, which we're going to talk about a Wright Flyer here, all the way to September of 1945. Those are antiques. Classics are September of 1945 all the way to December 31st of 1955. And then the contemporary airplanes are from January of 56 all the way to December of 1970. And as of today, we had over 700 examples here on the grounds.
That's fantastic. So we do have a count, Aaron? 700?
Yep, that's a lot. And we're expecting hopefully more. We'd like to get up into the numbers 1,000 or more.
Wow, that's great. It seems Sunday, yesterday, was busier than usual for a Sunday. And today's the first day, and it's already, the North 40 is full. And Vintage, we're probably halfway down past Fondy, or where are we down there?
I'll tell you, I don't know what row, but we took a drive last night, and it goes, not too far from Fond du Lac down there.
So if you're on the fence and you're thinking about coming to AirVenture, today's just the first day. Get in the plane and head on out.
Oh, we still have plenty of
room.
Plenty of room. You know, Sunday was a beautiful day, and it really brought them in. You know, I might mention also, every day we have demonstrations. If you've ever wanted to learn how to properly prop an airplane, we do it here. 10 o'clock and 1 o'clock, we have demonstrations daily.
Excellent. Now, how do you choose the airplanes that are put around the plaza here for your in-review?
Well, that's a very, very good question. We go up and down the rows, and there's so many airplanes that deserve to be up here. You wish you could bring them all up here. But there's always an interesting story behind the airplane, and there's always an interesting character behind the restoration. So we look for airplanes with a special story, like this Stinson that's right here. This Stinson is totally unrestored. The interior is completely original from 1947. It's been recovered only one time, and it's in butyrate. But look at it. It looks like it's brand new right
it's
out
beautiful.
Of
beautiful. Yeah. So, our radio listeners can't see it. But
well, they can visualize a beautiful Stinson Voyager.
It is gorgeous. It is gorgeous. So we're going to talk about a Wright Flyer for a couple minutes. And we've got a fellow here with us named Jay Jabor, and he's from Beaver Creek, Ohio?
Right. We're from Beaver Creek, Ohio, just outside of Dayton.
Right by Fairborn.
Right by Fairborn.
I went to Beaver Creek Elementary School
there you go.
For 1 year.
Great.
I claim it for 1 year. Yeah. Let's talk about that Wright Flyer. You have a 1911 Wright B Flyer. Tell us about that airplane.
Well, our airplane was built by volunteers. They finished it in 1982. And it is built to represent the Model B that the Wrights sold to the Army Signal Corps in 1911, the first airplane that the government bought in number. Now, our airplane isn't a replica, and it really can't be. A replica of a 1911 airplane would be not very safe to fly based on the way it was made. What my organization does is we give our members rides in the airplane. So we had to make the airplane so that it was safe to fly, so that the FAA would allow us to fly it. The Wright brothers didn't have the FAA to worry about. And so it is, we call it a look-alike. From about 20 feet, you can't tell the difference. But it's built with modern technology, steel, aluminum, some composites and a modern aircraft engine. So not really a replica, but it does what we do with it, and that is it shows people exactly how the Wrights felt in 1911 when they flew their airplane.
So you lay down in that position to fly it? Just
no,
like
our airplane is a sit-up. The Wrights flew in the prone position all the way through 1905. But by 1908, when they were marketing their airplanes, they were already in the sit-up position.
Wow. So I assume, do you trailer it here? You don't fly it here, do
yeah,
you, from Ohio?
It flies at about 50 miles an hour, so it would take a long time to get here, and it doesn't do real well in the weather. So we have a custom trailer that myself and my volunteers can put the airplane into. It's not the easiest thing in the world to do, but we carry it up here in a trailer, and then Friday we came up, unloaded it, assembled it, and did a test flight on Friday.
And they've put you right here in front of the Red Barn, right? Now, I see it's not here now because of the wind. The wind's blowing a little good this afternoon. But normally people can see it right out here?
Yeah, we'd love to have folks come by and see our airplane out here on Vintage. Since the winds are kicking up, we needed to get it in before the air show started. Otherwise, we wouldn't have been able to get across the runway. And what we're really here for is we've started a process with EAA as support to build another airplane that is a little more supportable, has a little bit better performance, but is much easier to move from place to place. It'll be more transportable. And we will build that with EAA volunteers in the local area and really anybody in EAA that wants to help out.
And how many passengers can you take in this?
It carries one pilot and one passenger.
And how can people find out information on that? Are you guys out here with the plane and have information that you can give out to people?
Right. We're out here all the time. I've got all my volunteers out here. We have brochures. We would love to let people know what we do. We would sure love to have people come by our home airport, which is Dayton Wright Brothers Airport, just south of Dayton, and come and join our organization and get a ride in it. It's really a kick.
And how many rides have you given out to date so far?
We probably give out 180, 190 flights in a year. So we've been doing it since 1982. So I think the last count I had, we were about 4,100 rides given.
Was the inspiration for this where you're from? Your location? And
exactly right. You know, we all know that the Wrights flew their first flight in North Carolina, but it was in Dayton where the Wright brothers designed, built, and then after their 1903 flights at Kitty Hawk, they did the rest of their flying in a place called Huffman Prairie, which is out by Dayton. And in fact, our new airplane that we're going to build, another exciting aspect of it is the original factory building that the Wright brothers built in 1909 is where we're going to build our new Wright B Flyer. And anybody that wants to come and help us can actually be a home builder in the original factory.
Do you have a sign up for that? Are people signing up already? Do you have a count on that?
We have a sign up list. What I'm doing is I'm putting together an email list, and I'll send out notifications of when we're doing which kind of work, and people that are interested in welding or in fabric or in woodwork can know when to come out and help us. So yeah, it's been pretty exciting. We're also we've got enough money to get started on the airplane. We're also looking for some support to finish it up.
And let's get some specifics from you. If they are interested in this, how do they get in touch with your organization?
We've got a website, wright-b-flyer.org, or you can Google Wright B Flyer and it will come to us. And we've got some contact information, and we would love to hear from anybody that's interested in the organization.
Now, you said any EAA member, but you're focused on building it down there, right?
It's going to actually, not necessarily. We have the airplane designed on a CAD-CAM system. If a chapter, for example, wanted to build some parts for it and get associated with it, we could send them materials and drawings, and they could build fittings or whatever for us and then send it back to us, and we'll use it on the airplane. Or if they have a weekend they want to come out to Dayton and see the Home of Aviation, we'd love to host them there too.
Tell us a little bit about the Home of Aviation.
Well, it's quite a neat area. We have the Wright Brothers facilities, obviously.
Like a replica of their original workshop? Or
we have a replica.
The bicycle shop?
Exactly. We also have other businesses that they own there. We have their house. But in addition to that, actually, Dayton was kind of the hotbed of innovation back at the turn of the last century. And we have Huffman Prairie, where they flew. We also have a tremendous Air Force influence out there through Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, which maintains the Air Force Museum, which is
huge.
It's a three days minimum to see all the displays that they have there, mainly focused on Air Force stuff. And then we have the Wright B Flyer, so it's really a neat place.
What are you going to call this new aircraft?
That's a good question. We're not very creative. We're better at designing an airplane than creative. We call our current airplane the Brown Bird because it's brown. We have decided not to name it a color based on the color it's made, but we haven't quite named it yet.
All right, Jay. Well, thanks for sharing the airplane with us. Thanks for making the effort to bring it up here. It's not any easy effort, we know, to take it apart and trailer it and put it back together and move it around. And so good luck to you with your new airplane.
Well, thanks for talking to me. And we'd love to have people come from wherever they want to into Jerry and see it.
Yeah, right down here in front of the Vintage Red Barn is where the Wright Flyer will be parked if it's not too windy. So head down to Vintage during your Oshkosh stay. And also you can probably find it online at that website.
Right.
Wright-B-Flyer.org. Okay. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, one more guest to wrap up our little stay down here in the plaza. And you're listening to EAA Radio.